want to shine like the sun, you've got to burn like it. You're listening to Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Curious, why do you think your supporters in particular have been so interested in the Epstein story and so upset about how it's been handled?
I don't understand it. Why they would be so interested. He's dead for a long time. He was never a big factor in terms of life. I don't understand what the interest or what the fascination is. I really don't. And the credible information's been given. Don't forget, we went through years of the Mueller witch hunt and all of the different things, the Steele dossier, which was all fake. All that information was fake. But I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff. It's sorted, but it's boring. And I don't understand why it keeps going. I think only pretty bad people, including fake news, want to keep something like that going. But credible information, let them give it. Anything that's credible, I would say let them have it.
All right, on the tarmac with Lutnick, Trump's chief economic advisor, you just saw Trump double down like he did last week and say nobody's been looking into Epstein. Why would anybody want to know about that? I don't know, Bill Gates and Bill Clinton and Steve Jobs' wife and all these other world leaders going to this island where there's underage kids and all the Mossad connections and the Israeli prime minister secretly getting caught over and over again, going to his New York lair and Zorro Ranch and all the rest of it. Why would anybody want to know about that? You made it a major campaign issue and your surrogates did to bring all this out. That's why. And so then you say it doesn't exist last week and you're the person behind it telling people to stop covering it. Then your surrogates all get in trouble, try to fall on their swords. Then you come out yesterday through Laura Trump and then yourself again at a press conference and say, yeah, go ahead and release anything Pam Bondi's got. And then now you say, I don't know why anybody want to look into this. And on top of that, we now know that the video, the supposed proof that he committed suicide that's around a corner game and see his cell bay, has been heavily edited, not just a missing minute, but almost 3 minutes and a bunch of edit points with the metadata. Independent groups have looked at it. We've looked at it. It's true. And I'm just like, my God, Trump, you're not stupid. You couldn't come up with a plan better to discredit yourself and to get the Democrats to have congressional hearings and do all this stuff. Yes, we know the Democrats had control of the file. Yes, we know they obviously cut themselves out of it. That's all true. But your attempt to then tell people nothing to see here, move on, is called the mother of all Streisand effects. And Trump, I know you know what the Streisand effect is. In case you don't, you need to look into it. That's why Laura Trump, everybody else is backpedaling. That's why I've heard from DOJ sources that indeed you guys are looking at a special counsel. Good. To the special counsel. Have them investigate it. We know you just got the stuff back in March. The Democrats were hiding it in New York. That's their problem. And, of course, it's all stuff they cooked up or whatever, like they've done with Russiagate and the rest of it. But running away from it makes it only that much worse. Obviously, people came to Elon a few months ago and told him this was going on. He got scared, distanced himself. And I'm getting really concerned here at this point because the flip-flopping and the 180-ing and the going back is just the biggest train wreck I've ever seen, and it's not in character for you to be acting like this. So we want your agenda to succeed. I've done deep research, never saw you involved with Epstein in criminal activity. So why are you acting like this? You made a deal with the establishment to leave you alone. Have they rolled over? U.S. intelligence we know is involved, Mossad, CIA, MI6, we already know that. But instead, you just continue to say nothing to see here, move along, though go ahead and release the information, but there's no information to release. Contradiction for contradiction, flip-flopping after flip-flopping. 180s on 180s on 180s. Jesus, I'm on a roller coaster here. And then, oh, it's only fake news is concerned. Oh, like MTG and Tucker Carlson and myself and Joe Rogan and the American people. This is something that finally got our attention. People finally woke up to this. People finally understand, you know, a window in the deep state with all this. And so you signing on to this and flip-flopping is just self-harming. I mean, please, President Trump, stop. If you want it to go away, just be quiet. It's like there's a gun to his head saying, you better come out and say, no, this exists, or we'll release it. It's bad. It's getting worse by the minute.
Stay with us for more from Alex Jones on the other side of this very short break.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live with tomorrow's news tonight, it's Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is tomorrow's news tonight. I am your host, Chase Geyser, for the next 1 hour and 54 minutes. In the final hour of the transmission, we will be taking your calls. But in the meantime, it is our honor and our pleasure to have the great, the legendary, the iconic Alex Jones join us to cover some of this latest breaking development as far as Trump seemingly tripling down, obviously tripling down on the Epstein cover-up. Let's hear from Alex. How are you, sir?
Well, Chase, thanks for the nice introduction. What's really legendary is the American people, the people of the world that have a great desire for freedom. And Trump is a manifestation of us pushing to have a free, you know, decent, common sense, pro-God, pro-family, pro-country system. That said, to try to even describe what has happened in the last 9 days since the Sunday before last is mind-blowing. And as we sit here on this Tuesday live July 15 transmission, all that really matters at the end of the day is our integrity, that we ourselves be true. And so I knew you were going live tonight, and a few hours ago I was going to shoot a special report just for X, and I decided to do this live and just let the chips fall where they may. You know, as I said in that earlier report that I shot a few hours ago, this is like a roller coaster. This is very, very painful to do. I need Trump to succeed. You need Trump to succeed. We all do. We know the Democrats are pure evil. We understand that. And we understand they're openly promoting Satanism and pedophilia and world government, transgenderism and nuclear war and human trafficking, sex slavery, you name it. So we know they're evil. But we have a responsibility to not sit here and be involved in lesser of two evil type scenarios and say, well, since we know Trump overall is better, when he starts making a lot of really, really bad moves and a lot of contradictory behavior, which is not anything we've really seen from him before, we have to cry foul. You know, he got in 170 days ago or so. For the first 6+ months, I was a total cheerleader because he was doing better than I thought he would actually be able to do on the border, on the economy, on peace, on promoting American culture, on banning transgenderism and, you know, men and girls sports and all of it. And then we started to see the slide in the last few months. And it was all precipitated really 2 months ago when Elon Musk left and said, here's the next big bomb to drop. Trump is in the Epstein files. And that's why you'll never see them. And I reserved judgment then. I said, wow, it goes against Elon's interest to, you know, pull out of the administration and, you know, do all of this. And we know it was Susie Wiles and others and Gore who were instrumental in that. That's now been confirmed. They've bragged about it. So I can unpack everything that's happened, and I'm going to do that first, but then I'm going to lay out my message directly to Trump at this point, because I've been waiting and I've been hopeful, but I'm also a realist. And so now at this point, there's, you know, really nothing to do but to just go ahead and call a spade, and that's what I do. I call balls to strikes. So I mean, here's a recap. Jeffrey Epstein, on record, was connected to MI6 through Maxwell's father, Ghislaine Maxwell, on record, Mossad, MI6. And he took over the family business after he died in the 90s. And he went from nowhere to billions of dollars in private jets and palaces all over the world, and billions of dollars in his bank account, right when he was killed 5 years ago during the Trump administration in that federal detention center in New York. Over $2 billion was sucked out of his bank account the next week. That's admitted, but no one ever says, well, where'd the money go? And then it becomes really a campaign staple of Trump, because almost all the names of people involved are top globalists and Democrats. And so it became a staple with the surrogates and others that we were going to get, the Epstein file, and the deep state would be prosecuted, not just for the human trafficking with Epstein, but the 350,000 children in the Senate report last year and all the rest of it that were smuggled in via Mayorkas. And I'm still seeing Tom Homan and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and others deliver. And I think they're very good people. And we see a lot of great folks around Trump. So that was very encouraging. But then about 2 months ago, Cash Patel, the FBI director, and the deputy director Bongino went on Fox, like during the headlights, like prisoners, like hostages, and said, actually, Crooks acted alone in Pennsylvania on July 13th, a year ago in 2 days. And Epstein killed himself. And we're going to show you the video of it. And he was acting alone. He really wasn't a human trafficker. And basically never even jaywalked. And that blew up in their face. And then they went on a tour on Joe Rogan and other shows reporting the same crap. That was really in contravention of everything that Pam Bondi was saying. And we had whistleblowers that first told us, like O'Boyle in March, that the FBI and the Clintons and the Obamas with Comey had hidden the real files, 14 terabytes of child rape, hundreds of new victims, she said, in New York. They wouldn't turn it over. So the FBI raided itself and got that. We confirmed by FBI sources that it was sent out to the FBI offices around the country for investigation. And then 8-9 days ago, 2 Sundays ago, the Trump DOJ puts out a memo that's leaked, was later confirmed to be there, as they admitted the next day, saying, yeah, Epstein killed himself, and there was no blackmail, and there was no human trafficking, and case is closed. It flies in the face of the criminal cases, the witnesses, and all the rest of it. And then everybody said, oh, that's Pam Bondi out of her skis, and that was the talking point. And I said, no, it's Trump. And a day later, he put out on Truth Social that he was the one behind it. And then he also gave a press conference and said, shut up about it. How dare you ask about it? When the reporter asked about it, and amongst the rest of the press conference, people brought up the Texas deaths here in Central Texas. He said, how dare you be, basically desecrate these dead kids? It was just desperate. And Trump's body language was he was very upset, very, very angry. And so he said, wow, that's terrible. And the fallout got really intense the next 5-6 days, and then Sunday on Truth Social, he puts out a statement saying, look at the great job, we've done. This is fake news. The Democrats had control of the Epstein file the last decade plus, so in there is a bunch of disinfo, which, they famous Russiagate and all the rest of disinfo and faking files in January 6th. People said, oh, Trump's covering up. I said, no, that's a good point. You should point out whatever they've left in, they're taking the bad stuff out about them. And then yesterday, Laura Trump, who's one of the smartest people in the administration, head of the RNC, she comes out with Benny Johnson and says, yes, Trump wants to make this right. He's going to, call for it to all be released. And, then we heard special counsel. I made some calls this morning to the DOJ. They said, yeah, we hear they're going to be special counsel. It's independent. Can look at this and investigate this and bring this out and report to Congress and the American people. And I said, well, this is super news. This is wonderful. And then Trump, a few hours ago, about four or five hours ago, on the tarmac with Lednik, gets asked about it. And he says, anybody that asks about this is part of fake news, basically working with Comey and all of them, and Brennan and Clapper. This, I don't know why anybody cares about this. This is really, really stupid. Well, just from the Streisand effect level, we have them for years saying they're going to bring it out. Then 8 days ago saying they're not, there's nothing there, the file doesn't exist. To then Trump last week saying, well, the file exists, but it's disinformation from the deep state, which I wouldn't even really deny. They're going to destroy whatever's bad about them and leave in fake reports or whatever they want for themselves. They do it all the time. I've experienced it myself. So I was like, wow, looks like Trump's moving in the right direction. And then he doubles, triples down, 180, 180, 180, 180, back and forth. Every time a reporter asks him about it, and Lutnick, really the body language, we can roll the B-roll. It looks like he's hooked up to electricity, just like the press secretary, everybody else when this is brought up, just like Bongino and Patel looked totally freaked out when they're told to go out and do this. And of course, it's coming from Trump. And of course, it's admitted it came from Trump. And I said last Monday, 8-9 days ago, I said, this is Trump. People said, you're a traitor. No, it's Bondi. You know, it's Trump now. He admits that. So we can say, is Elon Musk right? Is there something bad in there? I think the Democrats would have used it before. No, I think there's a bunch of powerful people Trump's made deals with, like Bill Gates and others, to get off his back. And we know that Epstein was working for CIA and Mossad and MI6. So, I mean, I don't agree with that argument, but I can see that argument. But to have Trump attack his constituents and you know, say it's nonsense and all the rest of it. No, what's nonsense has been what's coming out of Trump's mouth and this flip-flopping and this insulting us and this enabling of the deep state for whatever reason. And so it shows that the White House is scared. It shows the DOJ is scared. They're all covering their asses. They're putting out conflicting statements to cover both sides. You know, Bondi saying, you know, we have 14 terabytes of kids being raped by Epstein, hundreds of new victims. Undercover video, public statements after she knew that was there. We already had that from FBI whistleblowers that are very respected, like Carl Serafin and like, of course, O'Boyle and others. So I just want to say something to President Trump right now. I want to look right in the camera, and I want to address President Trump. You say that fake news and bad people are behind talking about Epstein, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, like Joe Rogan, like Alex Jones, like Tucker Carlson, like Benny Johnson, like Chase Kaiser, like Owen Schroyer, like everybody. I mean, we know what's in there. There's been criminal cases. We know Ghislaine was convicted of the human trafficking, the very thing you say doesn't exist now. And so I want to explain something to Trump. You obviously have a lot of energy. You're a very interesting person. I've been supporting you for 9.5 years. But you need to understand something. It is the American people that have created the plan to restore the republic. It is populism. Politics is downstream from the grassroots. And you work for us. And we're not Democrats. We're not cult members that believe two men can have a baby and there's no X and Y chromosomes and all the rest of this stuff and who believe in communists. We don't support AOC. We don't support Bernie Sanders. We don't support any of these people. And so we've supported you because you're a maverick like us and you've been attacked by the deep state. That's why they thought the mugshot would make you look bad, but it made everybody love you more. I predicted that. It wasn't hard to predict. When you do this, and when you attack your constituents, and when you attack reporters that bring this up, and when you try to intimidate people not to talk about it, and when influencers, people get calls from the FBI and others and say, you better drop this, you'll have your access to the White House cut off. I'm not trying to help you in your cover-up. I'm simply saying that if you were to do that, just say the investigation's ongoing, and then just move on if you've got bigger fish to fry, like stopping nuclear war and saving the economy and all the rest of it. I don't even agree with that view, but I can understand at least the logic in some area. I think it's a mistake. But to continue to attack your main constituents who aren't cult members and to flip-flop almost on a daily basis is the perfect script to destroy your administration and to destroy your credibility. So I'm going to explain to you again. When I got invited to Mar-a-Lago or the White House, did I go? Did I come? No. It's not that I don't want to have dinner with you or hang out or be, you know, recognized. It's that my place is on the air, in the field, on the ground with the people and here with my family at night and taking care of my pets. I don't want to be in a tuxedo. I don't want to be with the cool people. I want to change the policy and the culture and save the country and stop nuclear war. And stop the economy crashing and the dollar being devalued and the debt limit being exceeded and the countries, you know, it ending because I understand the globalists have positioned us to that. And so I haven't bent over backwards, but I've given this patience and I've tried to wait and watch and tried to find the logic in what you're doing. And again, I was getting very happy last night and today when I learned you're getting ready to appoint supposedly a special counsel. Then I saw Bongino come out and say, well, I'm coming back, but I won't stay if Pam Bondi doesn't do a press conference and admit that she was the one that got all this wrong. Well, what did she get wrong? We know about the 14 terabytes. I think that reflects on Bongino and them. So am I defending Bondi here? It's just that she's the one that said all the stuff we know is true, and you guys are the ones that came out and said it wasn't true. And I know Trump's, you know, backing both camps, but that whole WWE, that whole Jerry Springer fight is not what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the reality that you think that your constituents will be happy because you're doing a good job on a lot of fronts, and then we'll then overlook all this other terrible stuff. And by extension, your administration become an accessory after the fact to the deep state and Jeffrey Epstein. And then by extension, if we go along with it, we spiritually are accomplices to it. It's just not going to happen. So what I originally said, looking at all the evidence 8 days ago, has now been borne out. I said it was Trump behind it. He admitted a day later. And then again, in subsequent press conferences, he is behind it. And then I have to ask, why, when he was never implicated in anything we knew before, in the flight logs or any of it, and it's mainly Democrats and Bill Gates and people like that, and the King of England's brother and the rest of it, are you doing this? And we could say, well, Trump's using the blackmail against King Charles and, the globalists and get them to roll over, which they're doing. And I think that's a big part of this. I think those deals have been made. But when you add the running down your constituents and members of Congress and Steve Bannon and everybody that are saying we'll lose 40 seats in the House, if you continue to attack your constituents for caring about this, why would you directly do something that I guarantee you Susie Wiles and Gore and the rest of them in your administration know is really a bellwether central issue of morality for us that ties into the entire Pizzagate, deep state, human trafficking system? No, there's no doubt, as I said last Monday, now 8, 9 days ago, there's no doubt that part of the deal with the deep state that's been made and the FBI and the CIA and the intelligence agencies is that not only that you join with the cover-up by making these statements, but that they are definitely using something against the president to get him to do this. And he's not stupid politically. He's got some blind spots, but definitely if he's not consciously trying to lose the midterms in some backroom deal, then the people advising him, Susie Wiles and others to do this, are his most grave political enemies. So President Trump, you are like watching someone you care about sit there and take a pair of pliers or a pair of loppers that you cut, tree limbs off with and just start chopping your fingers off. It's like watching you sit there and just chop a thumb off, chop an index finger off, chop your middle finger off, chop the little finger off. And I'm sitting there watching this, and it's so uncharacteristic. Where are your political instincts? Where is any of it? That this is part of a deal. And Trump believes that his political gravitas with his supporters will, if he can bully reporters into shutting up, that this deal's done and people will move on. President Trump, whoever gave you that advice, has misjudged your constituency. 90%+ are enraged and upset and freaked out about this. And then, as if things couldn't get worse, you now have RFK Jr. being countermanded. It's almost getting no attention. They have the Daily Beast saying, I'm making it up. Even though we post the articles in the order by the DOJ Solicitor General on Friday, when a high-level federal court agreed with the class action, said we're taking hydrofluorosilicic acid fluoride out of the water. You have the HHS recommended FDA, even before Kennedy got in, 6, 8, 9 months ago, right before Trump got in, saying, it causes lower IQ, cancer, infertility. You have the Trump DOJ Solicitor General, backed by the Attorney General, saying, no, under the American Chemical Council, we're going to keep it in the water. We're the only country in the world now has it. Everybody else has pulled it out. And then Kennedy goes in and starts banning the mRNA shots, but the administration overrides it and does it. Then you've got Pam Bondi and Susie Wiles on the same big consultancy firm with Pfizer and the chemical company that are doing it. And so Susie Wiles and those company people weren't that powerful before, but she had a foot in both political systems. But now that the Democrats, the deep state's been kicked out to a great extent, China's been isolated. Now it's whoever is in the White House is able to now become kingmakers if they control the hiring of employees like Gore and, of course, his boss, Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. And so that's where we are. And so and the betrayals just continue on, comes out, and Trump said this before, that Trump's ready to attack Moscow. and use Ukraine as a proxy, and the Russians threatens nuclear war, and Trump's backs off. And, you know, now Israel wants us to go to full war with Iran, as we knew they would. So this is all a big trap. And we're seeing Trump going from such a really purist position. He's still doing a lot of good, don't get me wrong, to changing course. And we have the neocons, the talking heads saying anybody that questions Trump doing things that's against his base is a betrayer of Trump. No, no, it's Trump and his administration starting to really betray quickly, 6.5, 7 months in, going from 98% good to like 80% good. And the big concern is it's moving quickly from, you know, high noon being the best position to we're almost 3 o'clock right now. I mean, this is moving the opposite direction very, very quickly. So I would just ask the president to stop committing political suicide and stop positioning himself for this. And, you know, on top of this, we saw this last Thursday, but I wanted to wait. Now major tech companies, we've confirmed it. They just take a minute out of the so-called Epstein prison footage where it's around the corner. Doesn't even show his cell bay. They give us that crap. And then they said it's, you know, it's the raw footage and everything. And then they enhanced it. And then they cut out not 1 minute, but 3 minutes. And there's all these edits in it with Adobe. I mean, this is really bad. I mean, this is clearly a setup, whether Trump's decided to self-immolate, or whether he's gone crazy, which I don't think it is, or whether he's been given bad advice. He's got a lot of big issues going on. People under him have given this. I tend to think that's what it is he's being set up. And I'm not just trying to defend Trump or deflect from this. I mean, that makes sense. This is a guy that wants to win. He's doing so good on so many fronts, but he's so compartmentalized on the big issues and admits he's not focused on this. He's being set up. And you see, you know, Laura Trump, very loyal, very smart, saying course correct. He wants to make it good. And, you know, then we're going to hear there's going to be a special counsel. And then if that comes out this morning, and then 6, 7, 8 hours later, Trump comes out and says, stop it. Don't look at this. That is what you do when you want people to look at it, Trump. That's why congressional hearings are starting, all the press conferences. We've given our enemies really a moral high ground issue here, and it's beyond disgusting. And I'm just proud of the Trump base, 90%+ being against this, not being Democrat cult members. Some of the Johnny-come-lately influencers are still attacking, claiming we're the traitors when we're the OGs that literally created the whole movement that Trump surfed in on. But that's where we are tonight, and it's just very, very disgusting. But I just want viewers and listeners to know I'm not financed by the globalists. I'm not financed by special interests or by Israel or China or BlackRock. I'm financed by you. And that's why when you go to theoliveshowstore.com, it's so critical you support us. We have a limited edition double-edged tactical Alex Jones battle dagger, limited edition with the very best supplements, the methylene blue, the Vita selection of Patriot Apparel. You can look it up. It hasn't hit the news, but because they've lost so much, they're scared to talk about it. They got a receiver. They got appointed 2 weeks ago. They're trying to come in next Monday and shut us down. We'll probably survive that. We're filing counter injunctions. But this is a very intense battle because they don't want us on the air because we'll call balls and strikes. We'll support Trump on the good stuff. We'll fight him on the bad stuff. And unfortunately, you know, people call me a cheerleader because everything was so good a few months ago. Now I'm having to really complain because most of the time when Trump's wrong, we can bitch about it and get course correction. Right now we're getting course correction and it slips right back to where it was. Basically instantly. So it's out of control. It's very, very disgusting and very, very frustrating. But no, this is what the American people do. We don't apologize for speaking up when something's wrong. And I want to encourage the listeners and viewers to understand the system fears you because they know you're good and strong and virtuous. They don't want you to speak out on talk radio and the internet and town halls. They don't want you to call the White House. You should all be heard and let Trump know that you are really upset about what's going on. And we'll be right back and talk more about this with Chase Guys.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got methyl drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? Just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all of that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ, black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Out of darkness into light. It's Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am your host, Chase Geyser, and we are joined by Alex Jones. Back to you, Alex.
Well, Chase, I'm going to let you get to all the big news you've got and the callers and the rest of them. I really appreciate the crew, very limited crew. Most of them now working 15 hours a day. So I want to salute all of them, including my daughter, Charlotte, that's up here tonight. With you. But look, let me just address Trump right up front. Maybe you can take what I say right now and put it on the front of what I just said in the last 30 minutes. Trump, we've believed in you. We've seen you do great work. We've seen the bad guys, the worst certified people on earth, come after you. And now we've seen you uncharacteristically flip-flop on your promises back and forth. There was no Epstein case. There's nothing to see here. Okay, it is there. We're going to investigate it. We're going to put in a special counsel. No, there's nothing there. Anybody investigating it is fake news and is a traitor. But your most loyal supporters and good people are the ones pointing this out. So we want to believe in you. We want to support all the great things you're doing. We see Tom Holland and what ICE is doing, saving all the kids. We see Kennedy moving against Big Pharma, having huge successes. And then we see the DOJ overriding it and trying to keep fluoride in the water and trying to bring out mRNA shots. And so a lot of people, when Trump was about to win and then was president-elect, said, Alex, you're being naive. It's a sellout. You can't trust him. David Icke, so many others. You know, David constantly criticizes me every day but won't come on the show and debate me. And I said, look, I don't think Trump's perfect, but obviously this is better than what we had with the globalists before. have to ask the question, were they right? And, you know, they gave at least 10 million fake votes to Biden in 2020. And then those fake votes didn't really show up this time. And it was a deal made. Maybe after they tried to kill him in Butler and it failed. They said, this guy's too big a martyr. We can't do it. I don't know. Trump's always been a loner, though. He's never really been a joiner. He's never really worked in their system. That's why they hated him. But maybe they got Susie Wiles in, who's in both parties, and they thought they could control it. I don't know. But all of my sources and in my own research shows that, in the past, Israel wasn't a dominant force. They were a big lobby, controlled our foreign policy in the Middle East, but weren't as prominent other than, communist China and BlackRock and the globalists compared to them. And it's all kind of the same group. But now Israel really is doing a hostile takeover of the country. And it's basically bragging about it. And so that's why I've got to have integrity. Once something's absolutely clear, I've got to go ahead and say it. So I don't apologize for supporting Trump. All that he did, it was good before, and all that he's done good since. But it was very easy to be a purist and defend him a few months ago when it was 95% good or more. Now it's, like I said, moving quickly into the bad territory. And I mean, the trajectory we're on is moving so quick. In a couple of months, you'll be as bad as Kamala would have been. And so I'm trying to put the brakes on that and hoping to put pressure on so we can change that. But President Trump, if you think that all of this good is happening because of you, that's crazy. You think you're in control? No, God is in control. And if you think your constituents are like Democrats, no, the vast majority are not. They understand you're not perfect, but they understand that the globalists didn't like you and were attacking you, and you were doing so much on so many good fronts. So I have to say at this point, if you look at the scales here, whether it happened a year ago or 6 months ago or a month ago, stuff really started to change when Elon left with what he discovered. And I think it has a lot of credibility what he said, that Trump's implicated here. I'm not saying sex abuse of kids, but definitely somehow, maybe somebody close to him. That's what I've been told. That you are compromised. And if you go with the deep state and continue down this road thinking they're going to leave you alone if you just work with them, you can already see how whatever deal you made is destroying you in live time. The cover-up is even worse than whatever would have come out. So I'm loyal to the truth. I'm loyal to the idea that I know is true. The devil's greatest trick was not convincing the world he didn't exist. That was the second biggest trick. His biggest trick was convincing the world good didn't exist. And I know I'm good. I know I care about freedom and justice. And I know my crew does. And I know our listeners and viewers do. And I know them. I mean, I knew last Monday, 8 days ago, I said, this is going to be a disaster. This is Streisand effect. He better back off of it. And he finally started to in the last 24 hours and now jumped right back. So watching Trump destroy his credibility in live time and self-inflict wounds on himself is terrible, and I will not apologize for standing up to it. And I will just tell viewers, and I will tell Trump, that I want my spotlight on the Democrats, the deep state, attempted assassinations, human trafficking, trying to start World War III. I need to be focused on them and exposing their lies. Like when they said, 8, 9, 10 days ago that Trump killed all the funding for the National Weather Service, no alerts went out, record level alerts went out. That was a lie. It was easy to defend that you were being lied about. But I don't like the position of now my main focus is on you. And the more I look, the more bad stuff I see. So I've been nothing but persecuted for supporting President Trump, which to me was like the proof he was good. But meet the new boss, same as the old boss, won't get fooled again, as the famous Who song says. That's really where we are right now. And we've been right every step of the way in the last 8, 9 days about this, that Trump was behind it. He admits it. And we just have to ask why that is. And his own people are desperate to know this is a serious situation. And more and more, it appears that Elon is over the target here. But viewers and listeners will have my commitment on this. We will go where the truth is, no matter where it leads. Because like Tony Montana says, there's two things a man has in this world, his word and his balls. And I won't break them for anybody. I think I can't break them. I actually can't consciously tell a lie. I get so pissed sometimes when I get something wrong because I misunderstood it. I want to be the guy that's right. I want to be the guy that's trusted. I want to be the guy that treats you like I want to be treated. And so far, the Trump movement that wrote in on what we've done has been overall successful. It's been very disruptive to the globalists. But if they think they're just going to take over the globalist system and have us sit down and shut up, they are extremely gravely mistaken. So President Trump, this is a friendly warning for the American people, people of the world, that if you think we're going to sit down and shut up with what you're doing while you aid our enemies and while you destroy yourself in lifetime, you're gravely mistaken. And to the Susie Wiles and the people in administration, she was Netanyahu's chief of staff. She was Netanyahu's campaign manager. To Netanyahu and the Likudniks, I will tell you this. Public opinion worldwide is against you. I know the next move is a big false flag. The Iranians have been so stupid with the Fatwa that they could do it themselves. But we're in a very dangerous situation. But I would advise Likudniks and Susie Wiles and others to not double down with chutzpah and bravado and to back off, because this is too dangerous. They're trying to sell Trump with the original plan. We knew Biden pushed to bomb Moscow. Trump's now floated, now pulled it back. This is madness. This is megalomania. This is the guns of August, just like World War I started. And I just really want to believe in you and want to have a future and want to fix things. But every day that passes, I have a moral responsibility to expose what's happening. And I hate it to see AP, Reuters, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, Yahoo, CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, you name it, everything, taking 30-second clips out of context of what I say to attack you. But that's their issue. I'm doing this. If you have a family member that's injecting heroin or smoking meth or drinking two bottles of Jack Daniels a day to say, stop it, you're going to kill yourself. Because, and it's even worse than that, because a family member or somebody you love doing that, it's sad, but they're only hurting themselves. Physically, they're hurting you by extension, but you are like a bus driver driving us off the edge of a cliff. And so we're going from me being concerned, to me being very upset, to me being in opposition, to, you know, the movement that the people and the populace built, that I built, that our listeners built, that Ron Paul built, that's in their own, you know, Rockefeller Foundation, State Department actuaries. The reason I was the number one enemy in the State Department, those documents Rubio talked about 2 months ago, was because I understood their systems, how to counter them with a countervailing narrative of freedom. 1776 worldwide, as I call it. And if you're in alignment with that, I support you all the way. But when you get out of alignment with it and then go directly to war with it, then I have to expose it. So you're giving our enemies nothing but endless ammo. And we know you're compromised. The question is exactly why. So that's my warning to you to put down the crack pipe and to stop what you're doing and listen to Laura Trump and others before it's too late, because we really need you. And we have the same enemies, and if you fail, they're coming after all of us. So that's my respectful message to you, and really my final warning in the next few days and weeks, when I morally have to make the decision whether I'm going to go to full, all-out war against what you're doing because of what you've done. Thank you so much. I want to thank the listeners for their support. No matter what happens, we'll continue to be steadfast and follow the Holy Spirit and tell the truth. I hand this now over to Chase Geiser and the live feed. Be sure and share it, folks, because you're the Paul Revere's. And once you take the clips out of the show, be sure and share those from Relox Shows on X. And tell those you share it with to share it, because that creates the chain reaction. Everything is in your hands. Thank you so much.
Powerful words from Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining the transmission this evening, Alex. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you, and it means a lot to me that you would come on live this late at night, not just because it's this new show and it's something that I'm hosting, but because it's so important for our country to have you leading the helm. Yeah.
I mean, we're in a dire, I was going to leave, but we're in a dire situation. I mean, this is, when I said last Monday, I was physically nauseous when I woke up at 6 a.m. and saw this and shot a video. I mean, it's not hard. It wasn't a prediction. It's a fact. This was Streisand effect. It's a fact that this was a change of course. It was a fact that this, and now the flip-flopping. This is floundering. This is death throes. This smells of political death. This smells of total compromised blackmail. I mean, so don't thank me for being here. My God, I'm up late at night watching you anyways. This isn't about, oh, thanks for having me. My God, thanks for all the viewers caring right now. This is horrible. And there's still time to course correct. I was so happy this morning. They're talking about a special counsel and then backing off. And then Trump goes right back to it again. And I get his point. Hey, the Democrats have had this file for years. It's full of fake stuff. That's obviously who they are. I'm sure that's true. So then why run scared from it? It's my point, Chase. We got to meet this head on. I'm going to stop now, but we're in a dire existential threat right now.
Yeah, it seems obvious to me that they probably implicated Trump on the list without him knowing, of course. Otherwise, he never would have signed the EO.
Well, and they just got to have FBI agents that investigated it put him in the investigations, like all the fake Jane Does, like E. Jean Carroll. Of course, people are like, oh, Trump's a traitor. He now says it's a deep state setup. No, they've had the file for a decades plus.
Sure.
2007. It's totally true, but he's not articulating. He needs to come out and point that out, not say, shut up.
Exactly. I was very surprised to find that I was on the list. Right?
And then everybody would understand. MTG, Joe Rogan, Steve Bannon, Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, you're traitors. We're like, what the hell are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about? You couldn't, and Trump's normally smarter than that. So, again, I'm ranting. You go ahead and take over. Cut me off or I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to watch you once you're on the stream. Viewers, share this. It's important. Because, listen, the neocons, the Israeli bots say, don't talk. Don't question Trump. You're a traitor. No, we got Trump in. They know there's a tug of war between us and the globalist factions. We have to exert our will on Trump right now to get him to stop this. We almost had it today. We've got a course correct. Everybody's going to be extremely vocal. They got to share this live feed. They got to share the clips from this. Do the opposite of what the Israeli bots and the globalist bots want. They want you to shut up. They say you're a traitor. No. No, they're not even traitors. They're not even Americans. Ben Shapiro, the rest of them. No, we are going to share this information. We're not going to shut up. No matter what happens to Trump, populism is exploding everywhere. We're not going to stop. But this horse is our horse. We want it to succeed. Chase, I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
Well, absolutely. The easy thing to do would be to run cover, though. And that's not what we do at InfoWars. It's not what you do, Alex. And that's why I'm genuinely proud to work for you. Because like you said at the beginning of this transmission, you said it a few times over the course of the last couple of weeks, we really need Trump to succeed and we need him to be good for a litany of reasons, for humanity, for America, for InfoWars specifically, for you, Alex, and what you're going through with all this lawfare. We really need him to be the hero that we expected. And look, I understand that it's foolish to expect any man or leader to rise to the standards of like a Jesus Christ. I don't know what he expects him to be, the Messiah, or to be perfect.
But he doesn't need to join the cover-up right and call his constituents fake news.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. And I was surprised to see this clip today from Dersh. I want to hear what you think about this, Alex. This is clip 29 of Dershowitz doing a complete 180 on what he said just a couple of days ago.
Is the government hiding a client list or anything that the Trump administration could release tonight?
No, there is no client list. There never has been a client list. What there is a redacted FBI affidavit from accusers. There are several of them. From accusers that accuse Jeffrey, that accuse various people of having improper sex. The names of the people accused have been blacked out. Now, of course, because I was the lawyer and I did only investigations, I know who all these people are. I could figure out, based on everything that I saw, who Mr. X is, Mr. Y is, and Mr. Z. I can tell you right now, none of them are public figures who are currently in office. Some of them were previously in office. Some of them are dead. But there is no client list. And the redactions could be undone if you go to court. So many of the things that are being suppressed by two judges in Manhattan. And they're doing it largely to protect the alleged accusers who are, in the view of the judges, victims, even though we don't know what their actual status is. But the judges have issued orders, which is why I can't disclose things I'd love to disclose. But Pam Bondi and the Justice Department and Donald Trump are not responsible for that. I don't know of any information that they could disclose that they haven't disclosed. Now, maybe there is some, but I'm simply not aware of it.
Interesting characterization or requalification of what he said just a couple of days ago. What are your thoughts, Alex?
Well, look, I'm not in the business of defending Alan Dershowitz, America's top lawyer. But people have a right to defense. If you're Jeffrey Epstein, you're going to hire the top lawyer.
Sure.
He did. And there's never been any evidence that Dershowitz did anything. And actually, what Dershowitz said is true. That's the splitting of hairs here. Epstein didn't have something that said client list. It's like Maxwell had a black book, and the judge in that trial, at the request of Maureen Comey, who was a cover-up artist, Unlimited, did cover it up. So when he says there's not a specific thing called a client list, that's true. And he's right. The FBI investigates crimes, sends reports to the DOJ. Then the courts have that. And that's what Roger Stone last Thursday on the show called for a special counsel and for the Florida case from 15 years ago and the Epstein case from 5-6 years ago in New York to take out the victims' names or alleged victims and to bring it forward. And so what Dershowitz is talking about is at least four Jane Does that when it came to court were totally fake. We saw like actresses online saying ridiculous things, you know, all this stuff. And so like Trump said, the Democrats have had this file for 15 years or longer. He never got control of it when he was first in. So, I mean, people say, oh, God, that's a cover-up. No, I mean, clearly the Democrats had it. They doctor everything. So I expect that to be true. That's just a foregone conclusion. The difference is saying, shut up, don't investigate it, there's nothing there, adds fuel to the fire. And, you know, we need to be hearing about Tom Homan finding tens of thousands of kids. We need to be hearing about, we need to see indictments of Mayorkas for the open human trafficking. We need to see indictments, which we now, you know, suddenly, oh, there is a criminal investigation. There's a mass conspiracy of Brennan and Clapper and Obama, and they're all under criminal investigation and Comey. Well, we didn't hear that before. I was told four months ago that indeed is going on. We broke that. So that's what we need to see. We want to see arrests because, you know, bargaining here, we could say, okay, national security, okay, Democrats control the file, okay. Well, then we want to see arrests for all the stuff that's provable, like the human trafficking by Mayorkas and the borders are Kamala Harris and all the rest of it, and the Jewish charities, the Catholic charities, all of it. Instead, oh, we're keeping fluoride in the water, we're overriding Kennedy. Oh, we're going to bring out new mRNA shots. Oh, yeah, maybe we'll bomb Moscow. So you add all that in and the media people getting calls, which I've confirmed, some have gone public saying, you better watch out, you'll have your access cut off. And Trump telling reporters, shut up. He should just, you know, say, no, whatever's in there, Democrats controlled it, bring it out. Dershowitz says release the files. He's not in there. So when we hear about client lists, it's not a client list. It's 14 terabytes of videos. It's all these criminal investigations. It's these FBI reports. And Bondi was clear in March, in April and May. 14 terabytes, hundreds of victims, Epstein raping kids. Now she's like, no, it's child porn. I meant it's on my desk. She was set up with the old files, all of it. I mean, this is Laurel and Hardy meets Machiavelli. And so that's my frustration is, I want to be focused on everything else, the positive stuff Trump's doing, but everything he's doing is exactly what you would do to have this blow up in everybody's face. So now what Dershowitz says is technically true, that the FBI doesn't prosecute, they recommend the prosecution and they hand over their investigative files. And that's why the FBI has said, we can't tell you what's in these files. And, you know, Bondi goes, oh, you want us to release child porn? No, we don't. Yeah. No, we don't. We want people that are involved raping kids prosecuted. No one ever said release it. We're not, you know, again, a press conference on 20 issues, and part of it was about hundreds of dead people and 50-something dead kids in Texas. We're right here experiencing it. And Trump's like, how dare you desecrate children because that was part of the press conference. I mean, you know, it's that vicious attacks on his constituents.
Yes.
When he could have handled this much better that – really, and he knows this. He's been told this is backfiring. Why does he keep doubling down, Chase? That's really the big question. And now the Adobe video software, now, you know, not 1 minute, 3 minutes missing and all the edits. And it's not even the door to his cell block. It's around the corner. And we're told, like holding up this bottle, this can of Waterloo, grape flavored soda water, you know, non-sugar, not sponsored. And saying, this is a giraffe. You know, oh, look, this is proof Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. We're going to release in a few months the video, as they said 2 months ago on Fox, Bongino, and Patel. And it shows, you know, he didn't kill himself. And then it's around the corner is his cell block. And then there's a bunch of stuff edited out of it. It's like, well, who gave them that and said this is a good idea? That's what Serafin said months ago on my show. He said, no, Patel and Bongino are very busy. It's insiders giving them this to discredit them. And I know he's smart, a very famous whistleblower, but I thought, no, that's too weird of a thing. No, now he's right. Bare minimum, Trump and others are being fed what the story is by the insiders, that is really meant to discredit them. And then as that happens, they run more into the arms of the deep state. I think that's the safest bet of what's going on. That's the least evil. You know, that's the best house in a bad neighborhood. Chase, what do you think?
I totally agree with you. I'm curious as to whether or not you still think it's likely that Epstein's in witness protection.
You said that a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
We know it was Mossad, MI6, CIA. I knew Barry Jennings, deputy head of emergency management in New York, came on my show, said they blew up Building 7. He was dead 2 weeks later. I had reporters go to his house. The neighbors said they saw him go get in a pickup truck, and they had a moving van. They left. Who knows? I mean, at this level of lying, who knows?
Yeah. Well, it's just so bizarre. This is an old story, according to Trump. He's been dead for many years.
Well, remember what the U.S. attorney said, Alexander Acosta, who first prosecuted him. He said, listen, I went lying on him. I was told by the DOJ he's CIA.
Right. He belonged to intelligence, I think were his exact words.
Well, then later he said CIA, but yeah. So.
Even Epstein himself admitted that he was CIA and then retracted it in like 2001. I think there's a New York Times article to that effect.
Yeah. And here's somebody a month after he's dead with a drone out there at Epstein Island helping dig up all the evidence. I heard Owen today, and I've actually said this. I don't just think this. I know it. Epstein was a pimp. Epstein was a maitre d'. He doesn't own the restaurant. He doesn't own the hotel, but he was the maitre d'. The billions when he supposedly died were sucked out of bank account. No, he worked for Maxwell, who took over from Mossad MI6 franchise. He was hired by Barr, you know, early on. He was just a pimp.
Yeah.
And so when Trump says he's not that important, it's true. And I get all that. So Trump should just come out and say, fine, investigate, special prosecutor or whatever. They put BS in the files and move on. By him saying cover it up and shut up, I tell you, don't look at this.
It's a classic nothing to see here meme. Nothing to see here,
well,
folks.
Well, I mean, you know, my dad had Playboys in his closet. And I knew every time, you know, they went to church or work, I could go and look at the Playboys. Well, this isn't Playboys. This would be like my dad said, don't go in my closet. He never even did that. I just learned they were in there. And so it's like, don't look here. I mean, the first thing you do when your parents leave is go look there.
Of course.
And Trump knows that. So why is he doing that, Chase?
I don't know. I don't know if he's just making a mistake politically or if he's trying to draw our attention to it. I tend to avoid the 4D chess argument, generally speaking.
Oh, yeah, that whole Q thing. Oh, we're doing this, so the Democrats release it. He's in control of the files.
Yes.
No, he's the one behind saying shut it down.
100%.
Listen, I know you got the second hour coming up. You got news to cover. They have launched their criminal investigation. It's official now. Got some other big clips. A lot of the news we haven't been covering that needs to be looked at. So, Chase, guys, there's second hour coming up. Folks, share the live feed at Real Options right now. You're the Paul Revere's. Pray for Trump. Pray for peace. Pray for justice. God bless.
Fox News alert. The Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks. That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because that people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room 2 weeks when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying in the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.
evil conspires for tomorrow, we ride tonight. You're listening to Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geiser.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser. This is Tomorrow's News Tonight. We still have Alex Jones with us. Alex, back to you, sir.
Well, I mean, Chase, I want you to be able to go to calls and cover all the news. And again, I'm extremely frustrated. We got to focus on this all day. But this is about the heart and soul of the Trump administration, about everything we stand for. And he's sliding on so many other issues the wrong direction. And so many other areas he's doing great. But we can't take him at doing 97% good 2 months ago, and then 80% good, and it's moving fast to the bad. And so I am in total horror. I mean, they tried to put me in prison. They put Owen in prison. They've got a receiver again. We'll try to block him in court. They can shut us down as early as next week. God, I don't want to prove people right. People say, oh, you know, or prove ourselves right. Oh, you keep surviving. It's fake or whatever. Yeah, right. You're there. You witness it. You've been there when they come shut the building down, cut the power. You've been through the hell we've been through. The fact we've survived so much is just shows God is in control. So, I mean, I am just so torn because, you know, there I am talking to the Justice Department. They have criminal investigations of our enemies going on. They're telling me good stuff. But, you know, that's compartmentalized people, though they're high level. And I called people this morning. They said, no, Trump's looking for a special counsel. I'm like, hallelujah, this is great. And then he does this again today. And I don't just believe him. I know he's right. The Democrats have controlled this file for decades on Epstein. And then obviously they left in there what they wanted, took out what they wanted. And that's right when he says that. But then to attack his constituents and say you're part of fake news if you cover this. And when he does that, it's just wrong. It's just stupid. And so it looks to me like a deal he's made to do this, try to shut this down. And so that's just where I stand on this. And, you know, Laura Trump, again, came out on Benny Johnson yesterday and said, no, we're going to do the right thing. He wants to make this right. And I was so happy. And then he, you know, I got off the air a couple hours later. I was busy doing work, literally meeting with lawyers about trying to keep him for us on the air, which is their plan to keep me distracted with that. But it's okay. And then I saw that. It was like a punch in the gut. I was driving back to the office at about 6 o'clock. As I met with lawyers, I was driving. I watched the videos, but I listened to them, and I was just like, what? You know, I called you, and I said, God, this is just terrible. So we should play right now what Laura Trump said yesterday and then what's in the news today about a special counsel that I confirmed. And we break major stuff. You have a lot of sources, folks. It's like people take that for granted. And that's real sources, you know, DOJ. And just like we broke that, you know, they were going to raid the FBI. The FBI was going to raid the FBI in March, and they did. We broke that 48 hours before it happened, or 36 hours before. And then to see this reversal, it just makes no sense. It's not classic Trump. It's so contrary to him. And so we just have to be proud of Trump supporters that we support Trump because he gets our agenda through. And he's been a warrior for us. We don't support him like he's our God, you know, saying Biden's the smartest he's ever been. This is the best Biden. You know, he's as smart as a tack. And so that's where we are. And at the end of the day, though, listeners can know we'll be faithful to the end no matter what. As long as you back us, we'll never sell out. We'll never give in. We'll never back down. We could give out. And that's why folks sharing the videos, sharing the articles. We've got some crew that's been there since 7 a.m. You know, so what's 7 a.m. until, you know, 10 o'clock at night right now? And then, you know, I told the crew, I said, you guys want to do extra shows? You can. We got to hire more people. But you got to take clips out of the show because that's what's really powerful. That'll reach 10 times tonight, the millions that watch this. Tens of millions will watch the clips. You just put them out. Mm-hmm. So we have a crew that has the spirit to keep fighting on, but, you know, we can't do it without you. We plan, whether InfoWars survives or not, very soon, do it 24 hours a day with new backers, all the rest of it. We can only do this with your support. So I go back to that at the end of the day. You've seen us cheerlead Trump when he's right, go against him when he's wrong. And so, you know, we just cannot. Sorry, my, had to plug a cord in because my phone was about to die and it's over there against the wall kind of pulling it. But, you know, that's the bottom line, Chase. So I really appreciate you. I really appreciate the viewers, but we literally cannot do this without you. The globalists are so pissed that we're independent. We never back down. We never shut up. And they're so pissed that we're a focal point for the people. And that's why when they go get the new InfoWars Tactical Battle Dagger Limited Edition, when they get a great supplement, when they go to Gulf of America,
T-shirt when they get the great methylene blue.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Exposing tomorrow's tyranny tonight, it's Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is tomorrow's news tonight. We will be getting to your calls shortly, but more from Alex Jones, who has been gracious enough to give us his time in this dire time in the United States of America, where we need voices like his and InfoWars more now than ever as we try to fight for humanity. Alex, back to you, sir.
Well, Chase, thank you, but I don't say this to sound gracious. You are gracious. You know, you were there at 9 a.m. this morning. You're now there at 10 o'clock at night. Wes and Rob Agueros and Charlotte, my daughter, and the rest of the crew up there, when you guys said 2 weeks ago you wanted to start doing nighttime shows, I was like, you guys can't do it. We want to do it. So literally for no extra pay, they are up there, a limited crew, because they understand history's happening. And I just said, well, don't let it affect the other shows. Let's do it. We got so much exciting things to do with our new backers. They're already getting 10,000 square foot in the building. You know, regardless, we're not going to back down. But it's only because of your support. We're going to go 24 hours a day. My goal is within 1 year. Mm. Within 6 months, not just a new backup studio, but a whole new incredible system. 24 hours a day with the latest breaking news. We intend to actually have multiple feeds 24 hours a day. We're going to do incredible things. You think InfoWars does something so far? Wait till you see InfoWars 2.0. That I don't know. See, that's the thing. They thought they took money away. They had admitted the New York Times 6 months ago, well, he had bigger assets. Turned out he didn't have any money. Of course, I didn't judge myself by money. I mean, you know, I got a 4-bedroom house and a tiny pool. I feel like a king. I had a bigger house, sold it. I don't even need a bunch of nice stuff. That painting on the wall, I bought at a garage sale for like $50. So none of this, what matters to me is what I stand for, what I believe, what I do, my integrity. And so I'm as happy as a pig, and you know what, telling the truth. That's why I hate seeing Trump deviate from where we are. So I'm very thankful to the crew, very thankful to the viewers, very thankful to the listeners. And the system wants us off the air for the next pandemic, the next war, the next fraud, the next lie, because they know we'll lead the charge telling the truth like I did 8-9 days ago last Monday. And that's really our job, is to steadfastly tell the truth. When it comes to this, I'm autistic. I'm not saying I'm overall, you know, autistic. That's an overgeneral term of just basically gifted people who also have some issues, idiot savants. But I really can't tell a lie. I mean, I've never been good at it, but I mean, the last 5, 6, 7 years, I just can't even do it. People ask why I got arrested for DWI 4 years ago. And I'd been at dinner, Japanese food, bought a medium-sized bottle of sake with my wife. She was in her own car. I left. A little half bottle, maybe 4 glasses total. Cops pull me over. They say, you've been drinking? I said, yeah, two glasses of sake. They go, get out. Stand on 1 foot. And I said, my Achilles is blown. I can't do these exercises. They said, you're going to jail. And they breathalyzed me. And even though I blew under, they said, you're still going to jail. They breathalyzed me at the police station under. And I remember the jail guard asked me, they said, we're reading your report. Why did you admit to drinking? You'd have been let go. And I just said, at that moment, I just told the cop the truth. And it wasn't, you know, I was 16, pulled over drinking. And with girls in the car, there's a case of beer under the seat. I lied. But it was like the truth was so important at that moment that I just said, yeah, 2 glasses of sake. boom, arrested. And so, because when you don't lie anymore, this thing clicks in your brain where your brain doesn't have to think about lying anymore, and it gets like five times faster. You know, like my wife, God bless her, you know, she'll sit there and she'll say, oh, wow, that girl was talking to you, think she's hot. And I'll just say, yeah, honey, I'll be honest with you. I think she's gorgeous. You know, you're gorgeous too. She's gorgeous. Yeah. It's. And it's a super, people ask, like, the left always runs headlines when I talk about this. They go, Jones is a hypocrite. He's against abortion, but he admits to paying for a macho. That's like a murderer admitting murder was wrong, rather. It doesn't mean he supports murder. I didn't pay for an abortion after 18 years old. And I didn't realize it was a human when girls would get pregnant and say, give me $300 and I give them money. I told the story so people that have had abortions can't admit their guilt and so double down and say, I love abortion. I go, no, it's okay. God will forgive you. I probably paid for at least 10 that I know of. I've killed my children. I would die. I know Charlotte's there right now. 20 years old. So beautiful. 21. I would die right now to save her life. And then I think of all those children that I mindlessly, through the system, murdered. And I don't say that to make myself sound good. It's humanization. It's truth. So I've not cheated on my taxes, not hurt people, not screwed listeners. I mean, I've been a very moral Boy Scout because that makes sense. It's not hard to. Except when I was lied to and just, oh, a girl's pregnant. It's just a blob of tissue. I've killed more people than Jeffrey Dahmer. But God forgave me, and the left can't get it. They go, God, this is discrediting. He's against abortion, but he admits he did it. No, that's the whole point. I've done it, and I can be forgiven, and you can be forgiven, just like the thief and the murderer on the cross. Yeah. One didn't believe he could be forgiven. The other did and was forgiven. So I don't say that to make myself sound good. It's the truth to help other people understand that I would literally die right now for any of my four children. Here's a wood chipper. We're going to kill your son. We're going to kill your daughters. If you don't jump in that wood chipper, I would jump head first into a wood chipper for them. But when I was mind controlled and just believed the system, oh, it's nothing. Oh, a girl wants $300, which sounds cheap to actually sell the baby parts and make now millions, back then tens of thousands. It's so sick. So they take that realism and that truth like it's a weakness. No. If I could be forgiven by God and risen up to fight tyranny and save millions of lives from COVID shots and abortion and protest abortion clinics and do all that, God has forgiven me. I know God's forgiven me, but I only tell that because I want people to know I'm human too. You're human. Only Christ and the Holy Spirit can forgive you. All right, take over, Chase. I know you got callers and a lot of other news to cover. God bless everybody. Let's cut this up. Let's make sure this gets out, and I appreciate you.
Thank you, Alex. Always an honor and a pleasure to speak with you. I really do appreciate it. Powerful words from Alex Jones amid all the latest developments. I am going to go ahead and give out the number, 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. We are live. It is 10:13 p.m. Central Time. This transmission is live from 9 to 11 p.m. on weeknights. It is Tomorrow's News Tonight. And in the interim, I actually want to show a little bit more of Alex Jones. This is clip 5 I'm going to show here. This is Alex specifically earlier today breaking down all the latest from Wired and the cyber experts who have looked into the metadata and the details of the video that was released allegedly 11 hours long with just 1 minute missing. Now it's showing that there were at least 3 minutes missing, allegedly 2 minutes and 53 seconds missing, and multiple cuts in Adobe Premiere. Let's watch clip 5 and then we'll take your calls on the other side.
I want to believe in President Trump. He's doing a great job on so many fronts. But 8-9 days ago, they put out that DOJ report saying Epstein killed himself and acted alone and wasn't a human trafficker and there wasn't blackmail, despite all the evidence and all the hearings and all the convictions and his accomplice being convicted of it, Ghislaine Maxwell. And then Trump saying, hey, I'm the one that ordered this. Now his daughter-in-law, the head of the RNC, Laura Trump, came out yesterday with the great Benny Johnson and said, no, we are going to continue the investigation. And then Trump came out in a press conference today and said, no, I've ordered Pam Bondi to release anything but the victims. So now we admit the stuff's there. Good. They've gone from their 180 from the truth to about a 140 back to the truth.
Now, this broke last Thursday, and I saw it. Independent researchers looked at the raw footage that they supposedly released out of the hallway to Epstein's cell, which wasn't even the hallway to his cell, the cell block. It was around the corner and had a missing minute. Well, now it turns out Adobe Premiere, it's got almost 3 minutes missing and a bunch of other edits. And last week, I covered a little bit, but waited to see. Now, a whole bunch of independent researchers and groups have looked at the file put out by the FBI, and indeed, the thing is edited up one side and down the other. So, good Lord, what a scandal. And everybody's trying to throw Bondi under the bus, or Bongino under the bus, or Cassatel under the bus, and now Bondi's, you know, needs to do a press conference. Bongino says, or he may not come back. This is a shit show. And look, I'm not trying to blame Trump, but that's where it goes. I told you last Monday, I said, this is Trump, and he later admitted that. He wants to move on for whatever reason, even though he's not implicated in it. This is a Streisand effect of the power of 10. It's not going away. And this is such a giant fiasco now, as I told people it was going to be. Then I noticed in the comments, the trending top of X, people were like, this video isn't even Epstein's cell. This is some other video. The DOJ, FBI didn't put anything out fake. This is the official video they put out. So the Q-type people will take anything and spin it as if it's 5 trillion D chess. No, this is a fiasco. This is what you would do if you wanted to be discredited and create a Streisand effect. Well, it'll make the Democrats release the list. The Republicans, Trump controls the files. Now the Democrats want the files released because they had the files before we're able to cover up stuff they're involved in. It's the opposite of what the Q-tards are saying. This is an unmitigated disaster. But Trump's going the right direction, moving to appoint a special counsel, which my sources say they made the decision to do. Now they're searching for who the special counsel will be. I think it should be Ed Martin, though he's got so much other important work to do as the head of the Government Weaponization Task Force and the pardon lawyer. All right, Chase Geyser tonight and myself will be part of the broadcast as well. 9 p.m. Central, special feed at Real Alex Jones on X, breaking down this and the latest developments at Real Alex Jones tonight. 9 p.m. Central, see you there, Paul Revere.
And we've got Tim Burchett saying that he would fire everybody at the DOJ. I'm going to show you clip 15 and then one more clip from Burchett as well. Let's run it.
Final question. If you were in charge of the DOJ, what would you do to restore the faith of the American people? Seems to be a big crisis of trust right now.
I would fire everyone there and make everyone reapply. And then they'd have to verify that they could do a job and what the heck they're doing, because it's just too deep. You know, like I said, Trump comes in first term, he fires the head guy thinking that'll do it. Not understanding that layer is deep. It goes deep, and the corruption goes deep. And so I think you fire everybody, and then you make everybody reapply. And that allows a lot of patriotic Americans a shot at doing what they want to do, and that's bust bad people.
That's right.
And I think, you know, Cash Patel and my buddy Dan Bongino, I think they're incredibly patriotic Americans. And they're like me, are very idealistic, but they're very realistic, and I'm sure their frustration runs deep right now.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing.
Should there be an investigation or a special counsel investigation?
I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I just find them guilty and hang them publicly. I mean, that's not over the top either. I'm ready. I'm over it. It disgusts me. I'm big on clarity and transparency, and you know, that's a good reason people don't trust government, either party.
But you don't believe what the Justice Department is saying?
I don't know. No, I don't. I don't trust them.
Yeah, they all need to be hanged. We just need to root out these institutions entirely. DOJ, IRS, CIA, FBI. Let's go to Debbie in North Carolina. Debbie, what is on your mind this evening?
I'm sorry?
You are live on the air, Debbie. How are you?
Hey, I'm just great, Chase. I wanted to say to Alex that I'm old lady now. I'm 69 years old, and I can understand where he's coming from on the abortions he paid for, because I had a boyfriend that paid for an abortion for me when I was like 19, and I didn't even realize that I was sinning against God until I got saved. And so I know how Alex feels, but the reason I called in, I was just listening to him say that when I was on the phone waiting to get talked to. honestly think that Trump needs to get rid of Susie Wiles immediately, because I've been here through presidents, and she is a double agent. There is no doubt about it in my mind. He is taking her advice because he thinks she's the smartest woman and the most powerful woman in the world. Well, why do you think that? I think that's the whole thing about this Epstein stuff. Trump needs to get rid of Susie Wiles and just go ahead and, if Netanyahu's involved, just put it out there.
I agree with you. I think everybody would absolutely understand if he simply did a press conference and he said, we're going to release the Epstein files that we have, and I was very surprised to discover that I was on the list, and we believe that there was a conspiracy to put me on the list in order to pressure my administration not to release any of the details for a litany of reasons, to protect the others on the list, to protect the intelligence operation that was being conducted by Epstein. And I think everybody would understand, after everything that Trump has been through, remember, they tried to impeach him multiple times. They falsely accused him and his campaign team and his administration of colluding with Russia. Then when trying to impeach him failed, they tried to frame him for an insurrection, which wasn't really an insurrection. They arrested hundreds of J6 protesters who were set up by federal operatives on the ground on that day. And then they tried to censor him from every major media platform. Then they tried to imprison him for a combined sentence of over 400 years, I believe, if he had been convicted of all of the charges brought against him. And then when that failed, they tried to assassinate him not once, but twice, and likely multiple times in addition to that, that we haven't even heard about. I mean, nobody even talks about the fact that many people standing right behind him at a Tucson, Arizona rally came down with severe blindness immediately after an event, as if some directed energy weapon or poison or substance was used on the stage that he was standing on. And so everybody would understand if he said, look, I signed this executive order to release transparency, to have transparency in this administration. Of course, I didn't think that I was on the list because I know that I was never involved in anything with Epstein. But we found out through our investigation that they were trying to build a case against me. And I think that what they wanted to do is, in the event that Joe Biden or Kamala Harris had won the presidency in 2024, they were going to try to shut down Donald Trump forever by releasing their own version of the Epstein list. And they were just setting everything up to frame Trump for being on it. That's what I think happened. And I think the mistake that he's making now is he's trying to get everybody to forget about it, which is even more suspicious than if he were to simply say, look, I was surprised to find that I was on the list. Obviously, it's erroneous, but here are the details that we have. I mean, it's obvious what needs to be done and what's really happening here. It's obvious that if Trump had thought that he was on the list, he never would have signed that executive order to begin with or campaigned on the promise that he would release the transparency or be transparent about these issues. Let's go to Stephen in Wisconsin. Stephen, what is on your mind?
Can you hear me okay?
You sound great, Stephen.
Yeah, sorry. I gave you my name as Eris. I don't know why you put down Stephen.
That's okay.
Yeah, and I'm in Wisconsin. But anyway, yeah, I wanted to talk about the Epstein stuff. I was talking to Harrison about it, and he was talking about that one clip where the Epstein witness was talking about that it was like a Jewish country club.
Yeah.
And there was like a Jewish supremacy group. I didn't see you guys play that clip. You know, and I think that's one of the reasons why Trump is kind of avoiding it, because it's kind of like a spicy, hot topic.
Well, I mean, it's obvious that Mossad was involved with Epstein.
Well, they're such a power player, you know, like you don't want to mess with them and there's going to be problems. Like, you know, back in the day, it's like he didn't want to get Jude and stuff. And I think the world is like hitting the wailing wall, and that's why we're all wailing about these Epstein documents.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, and a lot of people that have been very aware of what's going on with this Epstein debacle for a long period of time, even before Trump was elected again, have said that the Epstein list was never going to come out because of the Mossad connection. Let's look at clip 11 here.
All the information that's getting disclosed, supposedly this administration, what do you have the least faith that we're going to come to
Epstein,
a conclusion?
For sure.
Epstein.
And I think it's because of Israel. I think that because I think, I mean, when you really dig into Epstein,
his entire network was Israel. It was clearly. Ehud Barak was the ex-prime minister and the ex-head of Israeli intelligence. Leslie Wexner was one of the most powerful pro-Israeli philanthropists. The whole organization was Israel.
So
and I'm not saying it was all of Israel.
It was all an intelligence gathering and...
And it was targeting Americans. It was targeting American officials and the American president.
Right.
And the CIA does have interest in those targets too. Elements in the CIA does. Certainly they had help from the CIA and certainly they had help from these other organized crime and intelligence operations. But you don't, for example, Dan Bongino, the new, deputy director of the FBI? He recently had this clip that went all around where he said on camera that he had had a source that he trusted deeply. And he's an informed guy. He was at a Fox News interview, and the source told him that Epstein was working for an intelligence agency in the Middle East. And I don't know which one, but someone in the Middle East. And to be fair, we all already knew this. We already know who he worked for. At least I think so. But I'm looking at, okay, Dan, so if this giant group of Jewish billionaires is running a sex trafficking operation targeting American politicians and business people and stuff, you think they're working with an Arab or Muslim nation in the Middle East? Like, you think that Leslie Wexner is devoting his entire life to philanthropies on behalf of Israel, but then he's going to work for Saudi Arabia when he's doing this trafficking ring?
Right. But if someone says to him that they're all working for a country in the Middle East, knowing he knows what that means but not specifying, doesn't he kind of have to repeat it that same way?
Well, he also has to repeat it the same way because he won't get the job if he says Israel.
Exactly.
Because Israel has so much control over our government right now. And I'm not saying that all Jews are in on something. Clearly, internet. And Joe is definitely not saying that.
Definitely not.
But the Israel's government is every bit as vulnerable to the deep state effect as the American government. But I would argue that Israel's government is way more vulnerable to it because of the people that founded Israel and the way it was founded. It was founded in a modern time, much more recently, it was a revolutionary founding. And I can totally sympathize with the Jewish desire to have that state. Like, I get it. But because of the way that happened, the people that founded Israel were a bunch of organized crime figures in America, the Jewish mob, that were helping with money and with arms trafficking to get the guns there because they had to have guns. And it was the Rothschild banking
families. And obviously, folks, it's abundantly complicated. And there are multiple special interests trying to do whatever they can to ensure that the details of this list aren't released. I'm going to go to more of your calls on the other side of this break coming up in 1 minute and 45 seconds. But before I go to your calls, it's important that I plug because we heard some incredible words from Alex Jones this evening. He gave a very powerful statement or message directly to the President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump. And the only reason it's possible for us to do this and have this impact and tell the truth in the face of an onslaught of darkness from the New World Order is because of your support. Now, the best way to show your support is the AlexJonesStore.com, and we do our best to make it as easy as possible for you to do so by developing the highest quality products at the lowest cost. And we've got this new Alex Jones special edition knife. This is an Alex Jones signature battle dagger fundraiser knife available right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. And it comes in this beautiful box featuring Alex Jones's signature on the top. The cool thing about this box is that you can actually use it to store some of your collectible coins. But when you open it up, you are met with this incredible blade engraved here in the United States of America with an awesome belt clip for easy use and durability. And pull out this incredibly sharp blade. It says 1776 on the base on one side, and then on the other side, it's got Alex Jones' signature. So please get this. We have a limited amount of them. I believe that we only made 5,000 of them. Get it now at the AlexJonesStore.com, not just because it's an awesome collector's item, not just because the supplements are incredible for your mind and your body and your health, or because the packaging is amazing, just to have a memorabilia of the climax of the information war in your home, but because by supporting us at the AlexJonesStore.com, you ensure that we can fight for humanity, our rights, our country, and our species. Stay with us for more on the other side.
When RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I just kind of feel like I'm sitting up straight more. I'm thinking more. The thoughts are coming in easier. I'm making decisions faster. And it really does. And it gives you clean energy.
When I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow, you're...
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah!
I feel more energetic. I feel more alive.
I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation.
I feel tingling fingers.
Methylene blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain.
Okay.
So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something.
Sure.
Crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing Methylene Blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our Methylene Blue. Our Methylene Blue is incredible. I take it personally. But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it.
I mean, it's so good. It's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue.
I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up. So I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff. So thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
No cover-ups, just truth. It's Tomorrow's News Tonight with Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am Chase Geyser, your host for the next 24 minutes. Call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. It is 10:33 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, July 15th, 2025. All right, let's go to Len in Indiana. Len, what is on your mind, sir?
Yes, Chase. You know, when Elon made that post on X about, did he say Donald Trump or just Trump? Because there is a Donald Trump Jr.
Interesting. I think he was referring to the president.
Well, he didn't say president.
Yes, but later on he apologized and deleted that tweet. He said some things about the president that he regretted. So,
no.
I think later on he characterized it. Why are you thinking one of the other Trumps might be on the list?
He's protecting him like he's protecting his firstborn.
Interesting. Interesting. Just like Pharaoh, am I right?
Yes.
Wow. Powerful stuff, Len. Well, I tell you what, man, this guy has been through a lot, and I think his whole family's on board, and you don't get to the point where he is without having total buy-in from your family. It's possible that he's being blackmailed here, but ultimately I think he's just trying to make it go away, and that's just not going to work, and it shouldn't work. And I'm hoping that he reverses course on this and we get the transparency and we can forgive him and he repents of this and moves back in the right direction. But, I mean, as it stands, it's not very promising. And the fact of the matter is we know that they have the black book. I mean, let's look at just a little bit of clip 7 here. In clip 7, we have proof that at least a list exists. Let's watch.
The black book went to auction recently.
Oh, really?
There's an auction house on Maryland's Eastern Shore called Alexander Auctions. They specialize mostly in World War II and even then mostly Nazi stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they also deal in Americana, like, you know, paintings by Charles Manson, for example. Stuff
oh,
like
wow.
that. Yeah, it's cool stuff. They tried to auction the Black Book recently. The estimate was 75,000 to 100,000 and it didn't sell. So the book is out there. Why then does the FBI not have a copy and then release the copy? If we know who was in the black book, why haven't they told us? To me, that would be part of a file. It would be part of a record. What you're talking about is even more important. Virginia Giuffre, who recently committed suicide, but who very bravely testified against Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell.
Are we talking about the lady who got hit by the truck?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she killed herself a couple of weeks after that.
Allegedly.
She testified that there was a room at Epstein's mansion in the Caribbean where from the floor to the ceiling, it was just monitors.
Right.
And there were guys in there monitoring the monitors. Every room in the house and every bathroom in the house was wired for video.
All right.
So
let's go back to callers. Mike in Montana. Mike, what do you think, sir?
Good to talk to you again. Yeah, man, I think everyone out there in, you know, MAGA land needs to ask themselves a question. That question is, when has Trump lied about, you know, the fake news being fake news?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just.
Look,
it's just
both Trump and Elon Musk, it's hard to find any instances in which they've lied to us.
Right.
You know, yep. And to say there is no client list is probably technically correct, but in spirit, incorrect, because we understand that there wasn't some list on a legal pad that Epstein wrote down all the people that he blackmailed. But we can certainly compile a list based off of the treasure trove of terabytes and terabytes of evidence. That's what everybody was asking for.
Right. Have you seen the new flight logs that got released?
There were new ones that were released? No, I haven't seen those. The most recent ones that I saw were from last year.
Yeah, allegedly there were some released at about 3 o'clock today or 4 o'clock today. I don't know. They look kind of sketch to me.
Interesting. I'll have to take a look at that.
It looks like AutoPen if you look at all the signatures on there. And you know, oh, surprise, surprise, Donald Trump's on there. And here's the thing. It at this point, you know, we know Bill Clinton was on it 34 times. Why hasn't Bill Clinton been indicted for that?
Yeah, no kidding, right? And he was actually going to the island, which is different for like the Donald Trumps that are on the list.
Right. Yeah. And why sit there and, you know, just sit there and harp on Donald Trump? And they were sitting on that for their whole administration, all that information for the entire duration of their, you know, tenure. So, I mean, what are you guys going to do with that?
Yeah. Like, I want to see the Comeys and the Brennans indicted for fabricating evidence. Then I want it to come out that they fabricated putting Donald Trump on the list. And then I want the list to come out. I mean, that would be the ideal outcome here. Let's go to clip 20 here. This is Mike Benz, who's been doing probably the best job of anyone on the internet, breaking down everything that's happening and what needs to happen next. Let's watch 20.
The very last piece we have on this was a formal investigation done by the Justice Department Office of Professional Responsibility, which was supposed to put this to bed. It's a 348-page report. The only disclosure that they have asking Alex Acosta about the intelligence question was a random footnote, one footnote. It's footnote 244 on page 169. And they asked him if he had knowledge that Acosta was, quote, an intelligence asset. And this is all a summary description, by the way. They don't give the transcript. And they said, Acosta told us the answer to that question is no. But we don't know what exactly they asked about this. And Epstein wouldn't have a 201 file on it. You can belong to intelligence without being a formal asset. I did a study recently of 10 financial fixers that the CIA had used to fix financing for various deals. 8 out of the 10 folks never had a 201 file, never were formally classified as assets. But there will still be traffic in the intelligence records. And we need to know if the Justice Department even asked, because they tried to put this story to bed by saying, oh, we did this OPR report and Alex Acosta walked back what he said to the Trump transition team, or what he contradicted Vicky Ward's reporting. Well, we don't know that because we never got the transcript. We got a one line summary description buried in the 244th footnote. Now that OPR investigation is totally sweeping. All of the audio files, all of the transcripts, all of the interviews can be made public. Now OPR reported directly to Bill Barr. Bill Barr was the CIA's mop-up man for Iran-Contra. He started his career in the CIA. The Washington Post called him the CIA's fall guy because he blocked disclosures of CIA files. It's very possible that the intelligence angle could have been buried by Bill Barr himself. So in that OPR investigation, get all of Bill Barr's email traffic because they deleted Alex Acosta's emails on this. What that report showed was an 11-month data gap, mysterious technological glitch that deleted, dog ate all of the Justice Department DOJ.gov emails of Alex Acosta starting May 2007, the very month that the FBI wanted to arrest Jeffrey Epstein, and then Alex Acosta stepped in to stop it. We need the full details of that
100% report. And we've got this breaking news today. House Republicans block Democrat-led effort to force release of Epstein files to the public. And Tim Burchett wrote a letter to Chairman Comer. Thank you for your continued leadership on the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. Given the events of the past week, I respectfully request you invite Ms. Ghislaine Maxwell to testify in a public hearing before the committee. Should Ms. Maxwell refuse the invitation, I encourage you to use subpoena powers. The American people have questions about the case involving Jeffrey Epstein. It is well beyond the time those questions are answered. And allegedly, there was a Maxwell family statement today as well. It says, quote, our sister Ghislaine did not receive a fair trial. Her legal team continues to fight her case in the courts and will file its reply in short order to the government's opposition in the U.S. Supreme Court. If necessary, in due course, they will also file a writ of habeas corpus in the U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York. This allows her to challenge her imprisonment on the basis of new evidence, such as government misconduct that would have likely changed the trial's outcome. Following the government's response, David Oscar Marcus, counsel of record for our sister in her petition to the United States Supreme Court, had this comment, quote, I'd be surprised if President Trump knew his lawyers were asking the Supreme Court to let the government break a deal. He's the ultimate deal maker, and I'm sure he'd agree that when the United States gives its word, it should keep it. With all the talk about who's being prosecuted and who isn't, it's especially unfair that Ghislaine Maxwell remains in prison based on a promise the U.S. government made and broke. These are sentiments with which we profoundly concur. So hopefully we do hear something from Ghislaine. I understand that she's not necessarily to be trusted, given that she was involved for such an extended period of time in such a heinous human trafficking network. That being said, if she perjures herself in a testimony to Congress, it would just add time to her sentence. So she has every incentive to tell the truth under penalty of perjury. Let's go to James in Indiana. James, you've been waiting for 24 minutes. What is on your mind, sir? You're live.
Good evening, Chase. Thanks for taking my call. And thanks for being there, by the way. I caught the tail end of the conversation with you and Alex talking about you guys being there basically voluntarily. And I mean, yeah, hey, it's great. We definitely need more nighttime, not communist shows, for sure.
I know, man, it's hard. This is so much better than Hannity, am I right?
It's pretty good. Pretty good stuff. With that being said, on topic here with the Epstein stuff everybody's talking about, I had a pretty horrifying, I guess you'd say, wild thought about it. Just get your take on it. You know, Trump's been saying all the stuff's been coming out. Trump's been talking about, you know, the Democrats have had these files for years. They've had all this information for years. And I thought, yeah, if they've had the information for years that shows how, you know, how they're all guilty and they're all in there, if they couldn't have doctored them, and the only thing that's left in the files is just anything that will destroy Trump and the Republican Party. And that's maybe why they don't want to talk about it anymore. They're just trying to shove it under the rug. They have no plan of how to deal with it. I don't know. It kind of crossed my mind.
Yeah, no, it seems likely to me. But the irony, though, is on the one hand, they're coming out and they're saying that the Democrats have doctored all these files. They've had them for years. They've manipulated them. But then on the other hand, they're saying that the official narrative from the Democrats is correct, that he killed himself. And that there's nothing to see here, because that's also what the Democrats were saying basically ever since 2019. And so either they doctored everything and it's all BS, or they didn't doctor everything and they've been telling the truth the whole time, right? So it just doesn't add up. We have to hold Trump's feet to the fire on this. We have to have transparency. Let's go to Johnny Freight Train in Florida. First caller, Johnny Freight Train, what is on your mind this evening, sir?
I've got something to say that involves the situation that Trump's involved with. Now, I know God gave him divine protection in Butler, Pennsylvania, and that's pretty much relatively true. But I would just like to quote what Martin Luther King Jr. preached on probably more than once. But he said, to know the truth, because the truth shall set you free.
Amen.
If one tells the truth as the president of this nation, then he's going to be blessed a lot more than what he's been blessed, is what I've got to say, Chase.
Amen to that, brother. Speaking of the truth, I was interested to see this clip comparing Sonny Hostin now versus then from The View. Let's watch clip 18.
People were dying for this information. There was some sort of list that everybody thought was going to come out. And who's on the list? What's important for us to note is we shouldn't be repeating names that are on the list.
Oh my God.
Because just because your name has, not on the list, but in the documents, just because your name is on the documents doesn't mean that you have done anything criminally irresponsible or illegal or civilly irresponsible.
Or that you were a client.
These documents, as I read them, only reflect Epstein's sexual assaults of women and his sexual behavior. So I think that...
And Ghislaine also?
And Ghislaine. And so being named in this suit does not equate to being accused of wrongdoing. And I think that is extremely important because conspiracy theorists seem to not understand or enjoy facts.
Yes.
These are the facts.
Yes.
There is a list. Trump's name is on the logs, the passenger logs of Epstein's aircraft.
Oh, everything changes if Trump's name is on it.
Been made public. I mean, of course, Trump is denying any and all allegations, but all of that information is out there. Why not just put it to rest and say, release the list?
Here's a word from Megyn Kelly. Let's see what she had to say.
Of that, I have the names of the people who are making the claim that that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, and that the most gross, you know, and sort of extreme of the conspiracy theories or theories, just don't even call them conspiracy theories, the most sort of, you know, extreme version of the theory is not true. I have names of the people who are claiming that. Okay, they are all in the administration. And this is my point. If other people want to make those claims that are counter to that, then they should provide evidence or at least put their names on it so we can question them about that as well. Because otherwise, we're just in the realm of pure speculation. And frankly, I just don't find that useful. I would love more useful information. This is why I'm angry at Pam Bondi. I think there should be all the useful information possible. But the same thing holds true for people who are making claims on the other side. Otherwise, I can claim that he was working for a cadre of space aliens who are blackmailing high-profile Americans in order to protect from a future invasion. And there's just about as much evidence for that as many of the claims that are being made on the other side.
All right, well, let's talk about that.
That is made requires evidence. Any claim that's being made requires actual evidence. And at the very least, in the absence of evidence, the credible names of the people that I can either trust or not trust, ranging from, again, the president of the United States and vice president to the head of the FBI, the AG, and the deputy head of the FBI.
Well, I think it's very hard to say those people need to come out and put their names on these claims when they're working for an administration, this one and the one before, that didn't want that to come out. You're asking somebody to countermand the people they work for.
How am I supposed to falsify their claims? Now we're working in the realm of the unfalsified.
You're not, but you're... Look, Ben, you can't come to me and say, everybody I know says he killed himself. And then I respond saying, I actually have my own sources who say he didn't. And then you say, well, your sources are not valid because they won't put their names on it. Okay.
Well,
who are your sources? Let's go down the list and then we'll talk about why they might be saying that.
My sources are the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, Cash Patel, the head of the FBI, Dan Bongino, the deputy head of the FBI, and Pam Bondi, the attorney general. And those aren't just my sources. Okay. They're everybody's sources because they publicly came out and said this.
Okay. Trump hasn't specifically weighed in on that specific aspect of it. We've all seen the limited things that Trump has said and tweeted on this. And J.D. Vance was calling for transparency and suggesting otherwise prior to taking office.
Dead.
He hasn't commented on this so far.
I still think he's in witness protection. And I think that's the main reason that this is all being covered up. And I think that's the main reason that they put Trump's name erroneously on the list to pressure him into not cracking wide open publicly and admitting the Mossad connection to the Epstein trafficking ring. But here's something that seems very unlikely. This is a clip 26 from Benny Johnson saying what he's heard. And I wish this was true, but doesn't feel likely based on what we've seen from Trump. Let's watch.
Everything's changed. So I spent the entire afternoon talking with federal law enforcement sources, and everything has changed. The attitude towards full disclosure, towards a special counsel, towards Pam Bondi having a unlimited press conference and maybe a recurring press conference on this. Towards various investigators going out with their work, towards the unsealing of all of the evidence that may be boring, maybe pedantic, but is something that the American public wants and is would be a promise kept by the Trump administration. All of that evidence is currently under seal in the Southern District of New York. It belongs to the DOJ. The DOJ can unseal it at any time. There's been a massive movement, Emily. I can report that on your show first and exclusively towards massive disclosure. And a lot of this is because of what happened this weekend in Tampa, Florida, where I live, with Student Action Summit Turning Point USA, where you have the likes of everyone from Steve Bannon to Megyn Kelly to Tucker Carlson calling for these releases. I myself called for the release on stage, and the cheers were uproarious. It was, of course, a Student Action conference inside of a sports arena, and it sounds like you just won the championship when you called for the release of the Epstein files. Charlie Kirk did a remarkable job on giving tough love, I think, and a bit of a friendly nudge to the administration.
And I hope to see a massive reversal. I just doubt that it's coming. I know that we saw a lot of encouraging things this weekend in Tampa from Turning Point and Charlie Kirk and others who we would have expected would have doubled down on covering this up and just moving on and getting in line with the Trump administration. But that's not what happened. They advocated for more transparency. They doubled down on the truth of this coming out. Everybody knows that this stinks to high heaven, and we want answers. Regardless of how inconvenient these answers may be, we want the answers. And we'll stand with Trump if he's erroneously placed on the list. But what we can't stand with Trump on is when we know that he's lying about the fact that there isn't a list, that he's not fulfilling his promise of increasing transparency, and that he's insulting us for wondering what the hell is going on, when wondering what the hell is going on is all any rational person can do given the latest developments in this case. Let's go to Ryan in South Dakota. Ryan in South Dakota, what's on your mind, sir?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Chase, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have been kind of following this case on the flooding in Texas, and I haven't heard anybody bring up the South Dakota Rapid City flood of 72. And I'm pretty sure it's been on the local news that they overseeded the clouds.
Well, there certainly was cloud seeding that took place in Texas just days before. We had the CEO of that company, the company's called Rainmaker, on several of our shows last week. And it seems unlikely that cloud seeding was responsible for what happened in Texas based on my sense of the CEO, Augustus, who we spoke with, and his explanation. And I got the sense that he was telling the truth, though it is very suspicious, the timing, isn't it?
Yes, and I believe Augustus. I watched your show, and he seemed very credible. But I'm just wondering, back with the 72 flood, they weren't very experienced, from what I've been told. So maybe it can contribute. I'm not saying that it contributed to the Texas flood, but I'm saying that they probably can cause a big flood.
Oh, sure,
really,
absolutely. And when you start messing with the weather, who knows what the ripple effect is of that as well. I'm 100% skeptical of all forms of weather modification, and I think that they should be highly regulated and under control. I mean, we spend a lot of time arguing about whether or not we should be using nuclear power because of the dangers associated with nuclear power, but we spend very little time arguing about whether or not we should engage in weather modification when it seems to me just as dangerous that we would have the power to modify the weather as it is that we would be able to collide atoms with one another and create this energy. So I'm 100% with you on that. I'm not sure the extent to which this technology has been used or weaponized, but it's something that's been experimented with since the end of World War II. We know that they can steer hurricanes and manipulate the weather in a massive sense. We've had whistleblowers who've been in the bases in Antarctica that say that they can trigger earthquakes all over the world from the base, from deep underground, these directed energy weapons. It's insane the capabilities that our government, that our military industrial complex has, and it's shocking. Frankly, when you talk about it with a layman or just an average American, they think you're crazy, but then when you look into it, it's all backed up, verified, witnesses, videos, testimonies, documents, declassified files. I mean, it's obvious that they can do terrible things. And right now we even have rumors that Yellowstone is about to blow. All the scientists are saying, oh, it's not going to happen. But you've got the bears migrating south. You've got the tigers, or the mountain lions rather, migrating south away from Yellowstone. I think Yellowstone's about to blow. But folks, we're coming up on the end of this transmission. We've just got about a minute and 43 seconds left. And I want to remind everybody to go to the alexjonesstore.com. Now, we've got a couple of amazing things. The first thing is the Power Drive Bundle, which is 10 times more powerful than Turbo Force. If you take the power plant and the methyl drive, both formulated by Rex Jones, Alex's son, who's like a savant when it comes to supplements, if you take them together, you will experience incredible natural energy sourced from within your body. It's not something that gives you energy from outside. It's something that weaponizes and empowers your own body to generate energy. That's why there's no crash. It's absolutely incredible. You'll experience a change in your energy level and state of mind within minutes of taking Power Plant and Methyl Drive together. This is the Power Drive Bundle. Plus, we've got a limited run of these Alex Jones fundraiser signature battle daggers. They come in this beautiful box. I mean, this is, when I first opened this today, when the big league guy sent it into the studio, I couldn't believe how just incredible it was. It's astounding, the quality of this. It's like something you would get from Apple, but you pop it open and you've got this dagger in here, which is incredibly sharp. It's got a hard plastic case, which attaches easily to your belt, whatever you're wearing, so you can use it when you're hunting or just in need of having the tool easily accessible. Plus, when you pop it open, it's got 1776 on one side and the Alex Jones signature on the other. This is a fundraiser to keep us on the air no matter what happens to InfoWars. We will always be on the air as long as you support us at thealexjonesstore.com. So go to thealexjonesstore.com, experience the benefits of the Power Drive Bundle, and get this amazing collector's knife, the signature Alex Jones fundraiser battle dagger, right now. Not just because these products are awesome, folks, but because it's so important in this time that InfoWars remain on the air.
Just got in my methylene blue, ultra methylene blue USP grade from thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm really interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see, yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And excited to see how this is gonna work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of hopefully of what is the unlimited power.
What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the ultramethylene blue USP grade on the alexjonesstore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed but very on point, and the energy kind of feels clean, no jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. maybe if I'll probably take a, you know, an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well, so definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm Zen feeling, so if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, you'll need to go to the AlexJonesStore.com and get your methylene blue today.